Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Therapy with Sun 757. This your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the art? This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, DG Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, speaking of real men and real women, so they're talking about the government, local government, and evidently state and federal government is considering taking gender references out of our identification status. When I saw that, when I went to go vote yesterday, and I don't know how many of y'all went to go vote yesterday, but I did. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know who or what I was going to go vote for. Come to find out, it's the primary election. So, you know, we're coming up on the midterm elections as far as the presidential election is concerned. So, a whole lot of important seats dealing with the federal government are up for grabs this year. Midterm elections are important. All right, so
So when I got in the booth, I'm looking like, okay, this guy, all right, this guy sounds good. Oh, I do. I actually personally know this guy. One of the seats was a seat that my neighbor was running for, and he was actually outside, you know, campaigning and all of that. So I made sure I voted for him. Shout out to him, my man Edward Halliburton. Good man, good man. That's my dude. But yeah, so I'm thinking, like, take gender references out of your identification status. Say what? Like, the first thing I thought was, here we go with this LGBTQRSTWXYZ getting their way again, imposing their will again, never being satisfied again, winning again, playing the role of the underdog, but winning again and again and again and again, because you know they don't lose. But then, to be fair, I thought about it. The same way as jobs, for example, the same way as jobs see a name that they think may belong to a black person on an application, like a job application or a loan application or something like that, and they vetted and discriminated and eliminated black applicants just by name, you can do the same thing with gender. So let's say that although it is against the law to hire on the basis of race, ethnicity, or gender, many jobs do it. So they may even talk about it like, yeah, we need a female, or we need more men in the office, or something like that. It's illegal to practice that. It's supposed to be that the applicant with the best qualifications wins. But you know, that's very subjective. Who says the best qualifications are? It's very subjective, and there is definitely a discretionary tool used in deciding who works here or who is here and things like that. So we could also do that on the basis of gender. The thing is, whether on most job applications, they don't ask if you are a male or a woman, a male or female. They do ask about your race. They'll ask, are you black or African-American, non-Native American or non-Hispanic? Excuse me, y'all. Allergies is all crazy. And I meant to get to the store today to get some allergy medicine, but I missed it. So now y'all got to listen to me clear my throat and scratch my throat with my tongue. All right. Anyway, so yeah, I've seen those things on the application. But most times you can make an assessment of who is who as far as male or female is concerned based on the name. Now, of course, with the whole transgender thing going on, you have men saying that they identify as a woman and wanting to be referred to as a woman. They want to be able to compete in sports as women. I don't think that that's fair. Or will women want to compete in male sports as men? And I may not think that that's fair, but some people think that that's fair because it has been proven and it's actually factual that, let's say, like in the NBA athletes get paid way more than the WNBA athletes, but that's based on supply and demand. Way more people watch the NBA than they do the WNBA. So now the question becomes, should there be a WNBA? Should there just be an NBA? And now, do y'all understand where this is going? Do you understand how far this can go? You could see somebody like Lisa Leslie balling on a team where you would see a LeBron James. So imagine that broadcast. From Leslie to Irving. Kyrie Irving. Leslie steals the ball, steals what's the boy? A lot of people like him because he does really good in the regular season, but he's always, almost always absent from the playoffs. Wears glasses or whatever, nerdy looking dude. Wasn't in this year's playoffs. What's his name? There would be female players playing in the NBA being drafted, vetted right out of high school and things like that. Instead of their career ending in college or going to the WNBA, they would go right to the NBA. So these are some of the things that we have to ask ourselves. Are we comfortable with, ready for, prepared for, whatever the case may be? What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita? Stacey White, thanks for coming through tonight. And Robbie Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And King, what's going on, King? Come on through, doing your thing. It's good to see you. Reminds me of, yo. All right. What do y'all think? What are we going to do with this here? Are you ready to live in a world that does not identify whether somebody is a man or a woman? Are we ready? Or are you ready? Do you think it's right to transform the world into that? So, you know, I think about these people, these new parents or parents having these gender reveals. And I had never, 10 years ago, I never heard of a gender reveal. I refuse to really look at a gender reveal now. Like, what is a gender reveal? Like, and I know that somewhere along the line that comes from some LGBTQ thing. And yeah, I have an axe to grind against the LGBTQ. I'm not friendly towards them. They don't come to black people's rescue, and I feel some kind of way about any organization that requires our assistance and our participation and our money and exploits us for our stories. But they don't want to represent for us in an exclusive manner when we need them the way they want us to do for them. So yeah. How is this benefiting us to take away gender identification? Have you ever been discriminated against in the workplace? Or in school or something like that? Do you have any knowledge or were ever made aware of someone or you yourself being eliminated from anything because you were not a girl or a boy? Or because you were a girl or a boy, excuse me, because you was a girl or a boy. No boys allowed. So are we going to get rid of the Girl Scouts? Will they just be Scout cookies? These are some of the things we got to think about. We start taking away gender as an identification tool, there won't be any more Girl Scout cookies. There'll just be Scout cookies. There won't be any Boy Scouts of America who may one day become president. There'll just be Scouts of America. There won't be the Girl Scouts wearing green and the boys wearing blue. They're going to have to come up with something else. in your when your children are growing up. From birth, you won't give birth to a brand new healthy baby boy or girl. It'll just be a baby. It'll just be a baby. And you can probably imagine what these clothes are going to look like going towards the future. And maybe I'm going too far with it, but I think that you have to think that way. No such things anymore as panty and bra sets. All those panties going to have a fly in them now. Because some of y'all girls might need that. Some of y'all former girls may need that. Some of y'all former boys may need that. Huh? What? When you go buy your clothes. No, this is real. This is real stuff we're talking about. When you go to buy your clothes in the future, if they take away gender references, there won't be any boys 8 to 20. There won't be any juniors or misses. There won't be none of that anymore. You good with that? You good? You good? Because that's what I voted against yesterday. Yeah, that's what I voted against yesterday. I know that many of us haven't thought that far. But who thought 30 years ago that we would be this far and even having to think about this? Well, here we are. What do you think? Yeah, your favorite department stores would have to take away male and female bathrooms, no girls or boys bathrooms, no men's or women's. No blokes or lassies. What do you think? What do you think? Are you ready? Oh, you voted yesterday, Carol? I know Carol vote every election. That's what I'm talking about. Carol Samuel says, here in Philly, SEPTA was considering that with trans passes. I miss the days of the SEPTA trans pass with the M or the F on it. A lot of times, the conductor wasn't looking at that anyway. Pass the trans pass back. Stacey White says, not my name. Stacey, I know male and female Stacey's. I know male and female Stacey's for sure. Now, I don't know any female Omars. Yet. I do know this. Just about every time I've seen somebody with the name Omar on a TV show, they made him gay. I saw that on Moesha. I saw that on The Wire. I think that might be the only two places, the only two shows where I've seen an Omar. Yeah, I felt some kind of way about it. See, Robbie Mink says, I used to put other where was. Why do you want to know? Yeah, the whole black and white thing. I always put refuse to answer when it comes to the race part on application. You don't need to know whether I'm black or white. I know how y'all have done for the last 100 years when it comes to that. Nah, we not doing that. But damn, yeah, you can know I'm a man or a woman though. I'll give you that. Stacey White says some things need to be left alone. I agree. Prayer changes things. Oh, yeah? Well, it sounds to me like these gay people have been praying harder than us. We got to get on our job. All right, Robbie Mink says, no, don't put no fly in my panties. Now, that's going a little bit too far. I'm telling you, Rob, we it may sound ridiculous at this point, but it won't be. That's my ex that I grind with the LGBTQ. There is no limits. There is no end to what they want. It's always, no, push it a little bit farther. Yeah, I know we just got this. Well, we want this now. And then when we get that, then we're going to want this now. So, yes, it's a very real thing that you might be going to your local department store to buy your kids some new school clothes. And there is no department for that, for them. No girls, no boys, just joys and burls. King says, for years, black LGBT community has been shunned for being themselves by their own. That's really a double-edged sword. Even when they do show up, there is still judgment. So why show up for hate? It's not about hate. Why are they always talking about somebody hating them? I don't hear anybody, you know, I'm not saying that they haven't been discriminated against, but the LGBTQ is an organization. Let's get that straight. It's not a community. It's an organization. They have officers. Black people and white people and Latinos, they're no officers. They're people. That's it. You can't donate something to the black community. That's what they say in politics. You don't donate to the black community. There is no black community. There are black people. But the LGBTQ has a rank and file, and they have discrimination within the LGBTQ. So you have the white LGBTQ, which is the real LGBTQ, and then you have the substations, the black people that they use when they need them for a particular argument. Yeah, let's get these niggas involved when we all get discriminated against because they count towards our big numbers. But when black people get their heads beat in over racial discrimination or for civil rights violations, that ain't got nothing to do with gay. That's a black thing. They gotta handle that. That's how it goes. Nah. King says, hate from the same people who judge and are basically doing the same thing whites do to blacks, which is try to exclude. I don't know. Listen, the LGBTQ is winning. I've never seen an organization that hasn't lost a fight. And if you can find me a fight that they've lost, let me know. From what I know, they are Floyd Mayweather, undefeated. A lot of fights, but they never lost a battle. Not one. Not a single one. And you know why? Well, if you don't know why, it's because they have money. They have money, which allows them to lobby down in Washington. No other organization has that much money and that much time to where they can lobby. They do. And they got the Democratic Party sold up. They want to say that black people run the Democratic Party. It's not true. It's the LGBTQ. Black people don't get shit from the Democratic Party. Think about it. All we do is get a bunch of promises, then we get jerked. But the LGBTQ, they get laws. They get legislation. Black community, the so-called black community, had to look at Asians. Asians get laws passed to protect them. Asians Asian. It didn't say anything about Indians. That's not the Asians they're talking about. They didn't say anything about Afghans or Iraqis or you know those places are Asia. There's no such thing as the Middle East. Those things, even in the Middle East that they're talking about, that's not it. They are in Asia. Get yourself a map and you'll see exactly what they're talking about. But they got theirs. They got legislation, laws passed directly to protect them that black people didn't get, even after George Floyd and all of that. So, yeah, I got beef. All right. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind tonight? What's good?
Hey, listen, I guess I might be a little biased, but I do have family members that are quote-unquote gay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so in that sense, I'm going to say I'm a little biased, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to treat them any differently than any other niece or nephew or whatever, okay? But now, here's my point about the LGBTQ, whatever the letters are. Maybe this is an unfair comparison, but when I think about how long black people, Native Americans, excuse me, even people in Alaska that are of so quote-unquote Indian tribes have been downtrodden. They have been totally ignored. You know, anything that was political went past them. It always went to other groups of ethnic groups of people, basically Caucasians. When you
mm-hmm.
think about the oppressions of blacks for years and hundreds of years, that in itself is still going on. So I do feel you on the fact that it appears that the LGBTQ, whatever they are, whatever they want to be called, seem to be getting the upper hand. But I'm still a little biased about that because I'm always that girl that's for the underdog. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I guess I'm a liberal, wear my heart on my sleeve, yada, yada, yada. I just think that, in all fairness, everybody who comes into this world has a right to live their life
mm-hmm.
the way that suits them. Now, I used to work in a hospital. I have seen babies be born with both genital parts. And as infants, these parents were the ones who were the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, the child has the makings of a penis and also, you know, female body parts. So now it's up to the parents to decide what their child wants to be. So now maybe some of that is coming into play because who really knows what that child was going to grow up and want to be? To be, but how they would have identified.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not making sense, but it's just more layers to this to me. Something
yeah.
to think about.
Yeah, that's to me, that's more of an extreme example. In the case of a hermaphrodite.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that the child will grow up to decide which way they feel or whatever, you know, but
right.
we're not talking about the majority of babies that are born.
I'm just giving that as an example as
mm-hmm.
to, you know, some of the reasons why we may have such an influx of, you know, and people
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, this new generation, they want to be quote unquote non-binary. What the hell does that mean?
Well, see,
you are who you are. You know, I mean,
I don't think that I don't think that this new generation is speaking for themselves. You know, just when I thought like dang, all of these Generation Z cats is gay or half gay or gay sympathizers. Guess what? They're not. They have a voice being spoken for them that doesn't represent them. And you know, I have my hands on a lot of different things as far as social media is concerned. And I expose myself to a lot of things that I wouldn't think that I would be interested in or that I never really thought about, you know. And I realized, like, what we have is a really big propaganda campaign that is acting as the voice of today's youth when it really isn't. It really isn't. So I'm thinking that all of these little young girls are bisexual and these boys are gay on the low, and it ain't like that. It is really not. But
all of them aren't. All of them aren't, and I have to agree with you there. But I'm just going to give you a little food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest black comedians, female, it didn't come out until she was long dead that she was gay.
Who
I'm talking about? Mom's Maisel.
Sure. Oh, I thought you was going to say Shirley from What's Happening.
No, well, she was pretty much, I mean, if you read between the lines, Shirley was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she didn't hide it. You know, some people, you know, don't make me laugh. Yeah. I've been coughing all day. My sinus drip is killing me. But, you know, I mean, you had people like her. You had, it's been documented that for years, you know, everybody's on this abortion rights thing. Yes, but here's a prime example of this. For years, there have been gay people who were always shunned, who had to stay in the closet. You know, I grew up with a couple of guys that we knew were gay. They were getting their butts beat every day, like you were going to beat the gay out of them. You understand what I mean? I'm sure you saw it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but, I mean,
I'm not saying.
I'm always for the underdog.
Yeah, I'm not
I
saying
think everybody
that
has
been,
the right to be them.
I'm definitely not saying that they haven't been discriminated against. I'm not saying that they haven't been abused. The same way I'm not,
right.
I can't say that black people haven't been discriminated against or abused. You know, we do, we definitely have that in common. However, the same machine that exploited gay people, or should I say the same machine that exploited black people for their own purposes, is the same machine that the LGBTQ is using to further discriminate or exploit black people also. So, okay, this is what I mean by that. The media discriminated against gay people and made all of the movies putting all of this hyper masculinity up and you know,
right.
Deciding for us what a man is supposed to look like and act like and what a woman or a lady is supposed to look like and act like, right? Meanwhile, the writers was gay themselves.
Yeah.
And that's an actual fact. You know what I'm saying? The same way that they portrayed black people as nothing but maids and porters and basically service personnel to white people in the movies. But those were gay Jews designing the studios that way and making the movies that way. And they're the same ones behind this. They're the same ones behind this LGBTQ because it's money. Whenever
of
there are laws,
everything goes back to money.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
So,
I mean, when you're being real about it, you know, mm-hmm. they are pushing this agenda. And it's unfair to a lot of other groups of people, you know. I mean, just recently, within the last 10, 15 years, we've stopped calling Native Americans Indians and telling people how they scalp people and all this nonsense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're calling them other than Indians they're Native Americans, you know. But for how many years did we steal from them and are still stealing from them? You still have Native Americans today living on reservations. You know, it's just the agenda. It's the machine. And you know what they say about the the squeaky wheel, you know?
Right.
If you squeak loud enough, you're going to get oiled.
Well, see, the
you
thing
know,
is...
It's just that way.
When
nothing's
going
to change that.
Well, see, when we talking about the LGBTQ, we're not talking about the squeaky the squeaky wheel. We're talking about the money machine. So
exactly.
It's not that they're the loudest. It's that they're the richest. So that and that's why when we're talking about politics, we're talking about money. And because they have the money, they control the politics, and they get the laws passed in their favor. We don't have the money,
well,
nor the
know,
nor. Our, hold on,
you
I was going to say.
They've always said that Jews run this country, and it's pretty evident because they always have the money.
Yeah. So now
you'd be a fool to believe that they didn't.
Now, so what happens when you have a gay Jew?
They hide it.
That's, no, they're not hiding anymore.
Yes, they are. The ones that come from very affluent families.
No. I'm saying they're definitely gay Jews and gay people overall that are still closeted. But what I mean is they are fixing it so in the media they're pushing their agenda so hard that now they got me and you thinking like, well, is this right? So when it comes down to it for me, forget about what anybody else wants. Am I comfortable with women being included in the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB? Do I want it or not? Forget about it. Am I good with it? When I go to the bathroom, when I have to use a public bathroom, am I good with walking past a woman on my way to the urinal? Or do they have to take away all urinals? Because that's a gender thing. And should it all be toilets from now on?
When's the last time you've been in a public restroom?
I go all the time. I work in a hospital now, so that's a public bathroom.
Yeah, but see, that's a little bit different. But if you go out in other places, because there are, now they're classifying some restrooms public as family restrooms.
Yeah.
And they're you know, you're seeing signs on doors of men, a male's body, or, you know, a depiction of a male and a female, which means either or to me.
Well, when I worked at the convention center, we had to, when certain conventions came through, we had to take away all the male bathrooms. We never had to eliminate female bathrooms. We always had to eliminate the male bathroom so that women could enter the bathrooms. So,
you know, I work with somebody right now, and if you did not look closely, you would think it was a woman from a distance.
Uh-huh.
I know it's a dude, gay as the days are long. However,
right.
You know, and it amazes me because I really, and this may sound really horrible, but I just want to know when they go to bathroom, which one they go in. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Because
I want
to walk in the women's bathroom and you in there, you know, because I'm going to feel some kind of way.
When I worked at the convention center, we had a transgender. It's a transgender woman when it's really a man, but that wants to be a woman, right?
Yeah, I think that's the definition.
Yeah. He used the male bathroom. So that, and he didn't, it ain't like he hesitated. He walked his ass right there in the men's bathroom. So that lets me know that he knows because he had the option. He could have went into the female bathroom and fought for his rights, but he knew in his heart of heart. And I'm thinking like, even with him portraying himself to be a woman, he probably said, you know, I don't have any problem with gender identification. I just know how I feel inside. And honestly, right. I don't have a problem with that. On a personal level, that's one thing. Like I said, on a personal level, it's one thing. But when that has to include everybody that isn't covered by that, then that's where I think we have a problem. Like I said, look, I'm not trying to eliminate the men's section in a department store. You know what I'm saying? You know, next thing you know, I won't be able to get a contractor to build me a man cave. Oh no, it's just a cave, sir. Just a cave. Can't make it a man cave. That's not right.
Yeah. Well, you know, first it was man cave. Now women are calling it, you know, because they're doing their thing. So, I mean, it's like I said, you know, I'm somewhat liberal. You know, I kind of believe that everybody has a right to live the way they want to live. And to be perfectly honest with you, as long as it doesn't infringe on my freedom, I really don't give a flying saucer.
I mean, I feel the same way. But to me, this does infringe. It does. You know, and it's going to cost a lot of money for, like, small businesses to have to rearrange these things. You know what I'm saying? And we're not all the way there yet. But when they start making laws, somebody is getting paid, and they're getting paid to go ahead and take money out of other people's pockets to have to try to adjust things to accommodate this new thing. The same way that the pandemic did with the COVID guidelines. It messed up for a lot of small businesses because they had to prove that they were COVID certified and, you know what I mean? That their business were professionally done to remove any COVID that was in. You know, that killed a lot of businesses. And I see it.
It killed a lot of small black businesses.
It killed black businesses that were already struggling before the pandemic, but it also killed other businesses that were doing well. Like I said, when I went on the Av the day before Easter, I ain't seen no sneaker stores or no clothes stores on the Av. We're talking about Erie Avenue between Germantown and Ontario. Like, you know, it used to be nothing but clothes stores and sneaker shoe stores and all that kind of stuff. Nothing.
Of course.
It's dead. COVID, it killed everything because we had to pay for something that we didn't create. Same thing is going on. Same thing is, I see the same thing happening with removing this gender identification. People are going to look at me and say that I'm going too far. It's too extreme right now, and we should wait and see. But yeah, you have to clock certain patterns. When you see something before, we have to train ourselves to see it again. The same way that we would if somebody hurt us directly. You know what I mean? So,
well, like I said, I'm a little biased. I have one nephew who, once he wears a ponytail longer than mine and it's all his hair. Then I got a niece who was a beautiful young lady. The last time I saw her, I had to stop from saying something because she looked more butch than her brothers do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in a sense, you know, I'm kind of riding the fence there because that's personal to me. But by the same token, I'll say it again. I want you to be you, and I want to be me. And if that means, you know, I would love for this to be the perfect world where everybody could get along, we could get rid of race, we could get rid of this, we could get rid of that. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely ain't going to happen, at least not in my lifetime. I know I'm not going to see that. But I just want them to do them. Don't infringe on me, you know. And I can get along, you know, I can get along with folks, you know, to an extent, you know, just don't step on my toes and I'm not going to step on yours. And again, I think everybody has the right to live their life the way that it suits them.
Yep.
They can't live their life for me.
I'm going to say this.
And my beliefs.
I'm going to say this and we got to get out of here, but I don't think that the way that you feel and the things that you're talking about, I don't look at that as being biased. It just sounds like you have compassion and understanding. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have gay people in our immediate families. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We all do. But that doesn't mean that, listen, just because we may have somebody who's sick from a particular disease in our family, we can't make it so everybody has to conform to that. You know what I'm saying? We have to take individual circumstances and try to make the best way for them. But we can't allow them to change everything because it doesn't apply to everybody. So we want to make sure that we keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. And I think that we can effectively do that. But I think we can do that without eliminating things that have been working for a lifetime. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't had any problems being a boy or a girl. You know what I'm saying? That's not the problem.
Right.
The problem are people who try to basically, you know, not let you live the way you live, or who try to take away your ability to be free in the way that you feel about yourself and whatever your attraction preferences are and all that kind of stuff. But we're getting too far away from that. You know what I mean? We're getting too far away from that when we talk about taking away gender identification. You know,
and
like
you're talking about legislation to do those kinds of things. So I can
we can get this done without that. You know what I mean? We can get this.
Yeah, I mean,
listen,
you know.
I can keep my cousins, brothers, sisters, and all of that kind of stuff. I can keep them from getting their ass whooped or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, on the basis of that too. To the black community, we always the one cheering for the gay community. I don't see white people doing that shit. It's always us. We take up for everybody except for ourselves. We stay
because
getting our heads.
We're the downtrodden. We're the downtrodden. Oh, you know what that means.
And
we
that's
feel,
why I have
we to... feel sympathy for everybody's situation but our own.
And that's why I have a problem with us putting somebody else's fight before ours. We got to finish ours first. And we have so far to go. And our brothers and sisters who are in the LGBTQ, they are part of our fight. And they're too busy fighting the other fight, which is more personal than the fight that we have to win in order to help you fight that fight.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you just a tad right there, and then I got to go.
Okay.
What we're doing now is we're so busy doing the infighting amongst ourselves that we can't see nothing else. Now, did I lie?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We haven't finished our fight.
Yeah,
we
we never will, but we're never going to get along. We're never going to get along.
But we got to work on that before we work on anybody else's. We're not concentrating on that.
But everybody's head ain't where yours and mine are.
Yeah, well, you know. All I'm saying is I need a male and a female bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I
need male and female clothes. It's bad enough. It's bad enough we got boys and girls wearing their pants hanging off their ass. But at least we know that it is boys and girls with their pants hanging off their asses. Now we going to be like, that's a thing. Oh, it's a person with their nah, man, no.
I don't know. Look, if you see my niece from the back, you think she a dude because the pants is hanging off the ass. She wear dudes, draws, all of that. Okay? So
I know. I got a cousin that's married to a woman. And they got a kid by me. Yeah, we all got it. It ain't no families out here without no gay. We make a way for the gay. But the problem is we so busy making a way for the gay that it's taking away our way. Like, wait a minute.
Well, like I said, I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to call the bathrooms that are for the non-binary people? You know,
they call it, non-gender specific. There's another word, a shorter word for it. I forgot. I got to go back to my convention center protocols because we had signs for it. But anyway, I got to get out of here. But listen,
yes,
I appreciate you.
I do too. I
got to
take
my
meds. But I just thought I'd chime in.
No, I appreciate it. Appreciate it mucho.
Yeah,
mucho.
No.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye.
All right. Good stuff there. Good stuff. As usual. Great stuff. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Caribbean Cass. Happy birthday to you. And also Larianetta Nix turning 62 years old today, and Jackie Toussaint turning 51 years old today, and Kenya Kane Wiggins, happy birthday to you, and go-getter Christina Smith turning 28 years old today, happy birthday to you, youngin', and also go-getter Anna Fleet, happy birthday to you, and Apaya Sally Bronslin turning 28 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. May 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, taking gender out of the equation is not what I think will solve the problems that we have. We definitely have a discrimination and a racism problem that we have had as a foundation that this country was built upon. But just because things have been the way that they have been for hundreds of years does not mean that that's the way that we need to continue. Everything starts at one. And just like the one started in a bad way, the one to improve it will start in another way. But we have to make sure that we have our focus on the right things. We have a big cancel culture out here. And I'm not sure if I'm comfortable or if we're comfortable canceling men or male or faith or woman and female. I'm not sure if that's the answer to our discrimination and racism problems. I'm not so sure. Maybe to some of us, we see the logic in that. Evidently, to some people who are profiting, they see a big benefit to that. And but now they have us participating in it. I'm glad we had a chance to do this show tonight, because the propaganda that we are exposed to, as far as the media is concerned, It sometimes does a job on us, a bad job on us, as far as swaying our thinking and having us believing that we are helping something when we may actually be hurting ourselves. It's like licking a razor blade. We're licking the razor blade and we're tasting the blood, and that can make us think that we're drinking a V8. No, you're drinking your own blood. You're gonna die. Maybe that wasn't the best example, but that's all I got. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. I will see y'all tomorrow night for Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday with another Daily Go Get 'Em show. So for now, y'all have y'all good night. Good night. Brothers and sisters and misses and misses, I see y'all late. No disses. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you on up out of here. Let's go. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace. Right.